Good afternoon, St. Louis. DGS on KMOX. Happy Tuesday that feels like a Monday that feels like April. Such weird timing. It's been a weird day. Can I tell you why?
Yeah.
Believe it or not, I have evidence that Wheeler is human. He got vaccinated over the weekend.
I had the shingles one yesterday.
Really screwing with him.
It's kicking my butt.
So bad that he just woke up from a nap outside Steve's office.
Yeah.
And we went to lunch today, and he was tired.
He was quiet.
And he was even complaining a little bit. It's so weird to have a human Wheeler.
Yeah. It's not going to last, though.
Well, this is...
We should enjoy it.
I've heard the shingles vaccine is like... worse than the COVID vaccines.
I have never heard this.
My friends who have gotten it have felt the same way as Wheeler.
It just makes me tired. Like, nothing else. You know, there's no... Like, well, I think I might have had a fever last night, but man,
my friend got a fever bad.
Really? Have you gotten it before?
No.
The vaccine?
The shingles?
Yeah.
No, this is the first one, and then you got to get another one like two or 6 months.
What age are you supposed to get it?
50 and up, I think.
Yeah.
Because my understanding of shingles is that it is awful.
Yeah, it's the worst thing ever. I would rather be this.
Andrew evidently had it when he was 20.
What?
Yeah. It was not pleasant and a little gross.
Doesn't it happen on your eyeballs and stuff?
I mostly got it on my, I don't want to say crevasses, but like the back of my, behind my knees and in my elbow bend.
In the elbow bend.
In the trenches. Sure. That might be worse than crevasses.
Yeah, in the folds. You get it in the folds.
That's not good.
And it is very painful and a little gross. Like the scabs will fall off some string.
Okay.
Really bad. Wow.
Thank you.
Hey, we were talking about how we don't want shingles, and I'm telling you, you sure don't.
Yeah.
And simultaneously, Andrew evidenced just now is having a very gross day, and we were at lunch, took the guys to Rosalita's. Rach had to do she made up that she had to do something. She bowed out, and so it's Wheeler with his head on the desk, tired,
sleepy,
and then Andrew swallowed but sucked his chicken flauta into his sinuses.
Yeah.
And spent the entire time horking.
Yeah, and it was after I was finished too. It was that last little bit that you're chewing on, and then somehow that ended up in my nose, which then ended up.
What the hell?
It really was. We were the only people there.
There's nobody there.
Oh. Did you think
to excuse yourself to the bathroom?
I had to cough for 2 seconds. I'm not going to walk. It's like Kevin had already been complaining about how it was a half mile walk to the bathroom.
It was almost like walking all the way back to the station.
It was weird. Mr. Let's Go was like, man, that walk.
Yeah.
Maybe it's just the shingles thing, but it felt like forever.
Yeah, he was crawling back from the bathroom.
I'm walking. It's like, this hallway's getting longer as I'm walking.
The only other person to dine at Rosalita's the entire time we were there was a gentleman who walked in at 11:10 a.m., ordered a shot of vodka, took it, and left.
There you go.
He was at work. He left to go get a shot and went back to work.
That's incredible.
Yeah, shot of vodka. And our server, who is great, I mean, she didn't have a lot to focus on.
Sure.
Was like, this kind, that kind, Tito's. He's like, I don't care.
Whatever. Gave him one.
Get in the house.
Get the well vodka.
She's like, do you want top shelf? He's like, I don't care.
That's awesome. I mean, he probably was at the office, if there is an office around there.
She asked him what flavor he wanted, and he did say vodka. She was like, he asked for a vodka shot, and she's like, what kind of flavor? And he was like, vodka.
Straight up.
The whole transaction was strangely normal, though.
Yeah.
And maybe he was a regular.
Neither of them were like, okay, man. And they were like, hey, here you go.
Yeah, hope your day gets better.
Was he dressed as if he was coming from an office?
No.
He didn't look like a business person.
No, he looked
But he also didn't look like a homeless person.
No.
He looked like he was going to a Cardinals game. He had a Cardinals shirt and hat.
Maybe he's wearing a mask.
Yeah.
Well, they're out of town, but he's going to be real disappointed.
That's why he hit that shot. He just found out.
Yeah.
He came to St. Louis.
He's like, damn it. I came all the way down here.
Read the schedule wrong. Whole family's here.
Damn it.
I had a special family moment over the holiday weekend. Phoebe came in town this weekend rather than next weekend. It's my birthday. It's Friday, my 60th. But I was fine with that because I have terrible anxiety for her driving. So I was like, hey, babe, you don't have to come in again next Friday. She's like, oh, I'm not. I was like, oh, okay. But we're all there and having dinner and cake and stuff. And I say to everyone, like, well, Wednesday is my first training session with No One Dies Alone. And there's a long silence. And Phoebe's like, what do you mean training? I'm like, well, you can't just go in and spend time with someone who's dying. You have to be trained. And she's like, wait. I thought you were just raising money for NODA. And I'm like, no, old dad's going to sit with the dying. And she's like, oh, my God, you can't do that. And then Maureen chirps in like, there's no way you can do that. You're way too afraid of dead people. And I'm like, and so I'm trying to laugh it off. And I'm like, feelings hurt.
He's like, I'm going to show you
this
guys.
This is not going the way. Because the whole time they're talking, I'm realizing that they're right. You know, I'm like, well, old dad's going to give it the college try. They're like, well, call us when you tap out your very first. First time. Nothing more supportive than family.
Aww. Oh, you'll do great.
They do know you well, though.
I mean,
like, you're way too, those people are going to haunt you. I'm like, no, that's not the way it works. They're glad you were there. Then I'm like, what if they're not?
Yeah. They're like,
this guy,
I didn't have anybody to haunt until you came by.
Until you came by.
So now I got you.
I'm just going to glom onto you. Isn't it funny when things like that, where you think something's one thing and you find out it's completely the other?
Yeah.
That Wells Fargo lady could have used you, probably.
Yeah. What was that, 4 days?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I ain't got 4 days.
No. That's not good.
Andrew, you were asking on the show sheet, where in this office could you be hidden dead for 4 days?
Yeah, like the Wells Fargo thing. Yeah.
Wheeler hid pretty well napping.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's pretty good. Although it's there if you see, like, if you're looking, you could have seen.
I took Rach back to see him like we had found a bear. I'm like, you're not going to believe what Wheeler's like right now. Come on, let's go watch. We walked in and they're both gone.
Dave's like,
where are the boys?
Dave's like, I think Wheeler's been dead for 4 days. There's a studio. My thought, by the way, there's a studio that is next to like Fred's little office room that he's
the
never in.
Panic room.
The back, yeah, the fridge, the cooler.
Sure. I didn't know it had all these names. Yeah. If someone was dead in there for 4 days, you'd never find
Which
it.
Which one is that now?
Yeah. You look over here, there's a studio,
and
then there's another one on the other side.
You've never even been in. It's
creepy.
That
the lights are always
Fred
off.
Is in,
yeah.
There's a door in there that leads to this other room.
Yeah.
Get out.
That
it's
no one
always
ever
really
in.
Cold.
It's got like almost no equipment in there, I don't think.
You could scream bloody murder in there, no one would ever hear.
Not the one that you can look. You can look through the window and see. That one.
Yeah.
It's a room
it's
within
beyond.
The room.
Right. So yeah, if you go
beyond,
inside the first one, it's another doorway.
You know
doorway.
When you look in there and you see Fred and he's typing away?
Oh, yeah.
You can see it from Studio C,
yeah.
though.
Yeah. There's a door in that room that leads to this, like, extra secret room.
Yeah.
Like,
show
and there's
me
a
that.
Stairwell that goes down. No, that's
shut up. See? I just got scared. Stairwell? That can't be good.
It goes right to the Kentucky Fried Chicken. Yeah.
Andrew would still drive.
There's at least 12 steps in there.
It would be pretty sweet though if there was like a fireman's pole straight down to
like Batman, see, like,
right into the.
You'd have to get back up though.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, I'm not doing that
with KFC grease on your hands.
Yeah, not easy.
Difficult.
When I was this is probably 20 years ago. I was working an overnight shift once. And I had this long stretch of time, like maybe 2 hours in between me having to do anything. So I decided I'm going to go into the back area where the sales office is. I'm going to hold up under a desk and I'm going to take a quick nap.
Yep.
And nobody else was in the whole building except for like three other people. And I'm down there and I'm thinking, okay, this is perfect. It's nice and cool. Perfect environment. I'm napping. My feet are kind of hanging out a little bit from under the desk, but no one's coming by here. But this guy who was working for another station came back there and the lights were off. And this dude is talking to himself. And he's like, who's going to help? No one's going to help. No, it's going to have to be you. You're going to have to take care of it. And I'm like, I thought he was on the phone at first, but he wasn't. He was just pep talking himself and he was angry and I'm so nervous because he's going to discover me. He tripped over my feet and then I had to be like, oh hey man, sorry, I just woke up. But it was really weird.
Did he get mad?
No, no, I think he was embarrassed.
Well, you could have really scared him.
Yeah, so he got up and he went away, but I'm like, who is he talking about?
Mm.
Whatever that wasn't good. No one's going to help you. No one's going to help.
He's like, going to murder
me. What? That was terrible.
You're the only person I've known that's ever slept here.
Oh, I can sleep anywhere.
Yeah.
Where did you sleep?
I slept on the little half couch outside of Steve's office for like half an hour.
Remember we had the guy who slept out there and puked?
Oh, yeah, I didn't do that.
We had a guy who, I heard about
that
it.
Worked here?
Yeah.
I have.
We had a guy who worked here that used to, when the conference room was the KFDK office, he used to sleep on the couch in there at night. And I came back after a concert to get a soda out of the mini fridge that was back there at the time. And he was like asleep on the couch, like shirtless and snoring. And I thought it was
wait,
like
he had a shirt off.
Yeah, I thought it was like a homeless guy that had broken in. So I thought about like calling the police.
Andrew's like, shoo.
I think he's the same guy that peed with his pants on the floor.
Yeah,
it's the same.
It is the same gentleman who dropped all the way
I'm
to the bottom.
About too.
He went booty out.
Yeah. Sorry.
Yeah. It was troubling.
He had his.
He was kind of a big guy.
Yeah, he had his whole bottom out when he was at the urinal.
I was washing my hands because there was another person in there who could see me wash my hands, and then I looked in the mirror and I'm like, "Well, hello there."
Did you say it like that?
Good night, moon.
You went back and you mentioned it to me, and I was like, "No way!" And you were like, "Ngh." So I like ran in there, and he was still doing it, and I was like, "Okay, yeah, no, you."
So you had to see for yourself.
I had to see for myself.
Yeah. Still not as weird as the guy who, so we have two urinals and I used mine and then I was washing my hands and I'm looking at him because there's nothing else to look at. And he midstream stepped from his urinal to the one I just finished and finished peeing in there like a wolf.
He's like, this one's mine.
Yeah.
I do like the smaller one better, like the lower down one. So maybe he was like, oh, finally.
I don't know.
This is opened up.
I'm not sure there's a good reason.
I gotta claim my spot while I can.
For that behavior.
No.
And this is coming from me. I'm a weird guy.
You wouldn't do that, though.
No, I wouldn't even think of it. Yeah.
Doesn't that feel like, I mean, I don't know the etiquette in the men's bathroom, but that feels like sociopathic behavior.
I would think
it
so.
Is.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because first of all, it's not comfortable to stop.
No.
Even for a second.
Yeah, no, yes. No. That's not great.
We don't talk about
unless he
this
didn't
enough.
Stop.
Yeah. This is a building. There's not one normal person in this entire building. Everyone who works here is a giant weirdo.
What? Well, I don't think so.
Yeah. It's a big statement.
Yeah. I'm not quite going there.
Everyone is a giant
just
weirdo.
Just because you
none
are,
of my friends who do
everyone
taxes
is.
Have stories about, like, yeah, there was a guy I worked with who took his whole pants off to use the urinal. And
his
then,
whole pants?
And then he used to switch.
Every bit of his pants are off.
He used to switch
his
between.
Whole pants off?
He used to switch between all the urinals in the bathroom to, I don't know, claim the scent. I don't know. Like,
oh my gosh.
Yeah.
My other friends don't have these stories. I'm just saying.
Do you give them a chance to share? Or maybe they hold those stories in like we should.
Yeah, right. And not say them on the air. 124 DGS. Speaking of my birthday, Ron, do you know the story about me and Todd Palin?
No.
So Todd Palin, formerly Sarah Palin's husband, was born September 6, 1964. Same exact day as me. So a few years ago when she was big, really big, and Glenn Beck was big, and I was at 97.1, and we rented out or whatever the St. Charles Family Arena. 10,000 people packed in there, Sarah Palin and Glenn Beck, and I'm the host. And I've never been more famous. I mean, like, everyone in that place knew me. It's 10,000 people, pictures. I'm just feeling my oats. And we have a meet and greet. And we're going to meet Sarah Palin and her husband, Todd, and I'm all ready because we're born the same day. Like, we're going to be, like, best friends. And so I guess it was running late, and they didn't realize who I was, like, at all, that I was someone on the station. And I get up there, and they're kind of shoving me through, very good, oh, that's very nice. And so I'm already past them, and a guy's got his hand on my back, and I turn around, and I'm like, we were born same day! And then the guy starts really shoving me, and they're looking at each other, I'm like, same exact day! Not just the same day! was humiliating. I bet you could tell him that story today and he'd be like, I remember that freak. Scared the hell out of us.
So compelled. So like, have to tell him.
But wait, he needs to know this.
Just give me one more chance.
Anything about September 6th mean anything to you?
That's so embarrassing.
Horrible.
Oh, that's very humiliating.
I remember seeing Sarah Palin look concerned.
Yeah.
Because of me.
Oh, my gosh.
He's writing misconnections on Craigslist like you had the same birthday as me, but we didn't get to be best friends.
Backstage, St. Louis, born the same day. Find me.
Find me. Let's hang out, buddy.
That's so great. It's like my dad, I think it was Lambert Airport. He's in the airport and he turns around and Bob Costas is there. Like 2 or 3 feet away. And my dad just goes, "Hey, Bob Costas!" and points at him real loud. Bob's like, you know, he's shorter. My dad was a big guy. And he's like,
"Oh." He's like, got me.
Hey, Wheeler got recognized walking over to Rosalita.
Oh,
really?
Yeah.
He did.
It was pretty funny.
Yeah.
As himself?
And what was the interaction?
Yeah, it was Hockey Bob.
Hockey Bob.
Hockey Bob. Big time, like, blues listener. And he would go to, like, a lot of the, like, when the blues were here, when I was here the first time, Curbs and I would do the caravan stops, and Hockey Bob would come out to those and all that. And he walked. I didn't recognize him at first.
Flaming.
Although I should have, because his car was decorated in blues stuff. You know, it was, like, big blues
signia
on it.
He was an Uber driver, and he's picking up someone at a hotel.
Yeah.
And he screams, "I know you. You're on the radio."
And I thought he was talking
Hockey
to Dave.
Bob.
And I assumed it was Dave, so I, like, grabbed Dave around the shoulders. I was like,
"Yeah, he's pulling me into Hockey Bob's car.
There's your man right here."
He's like, "No, not the Todd Palin guy."
I gotta be cool. Relax.
If your day sounds like,
"We need the report ASAP,"
you deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
133 DGS. Am I the only one that? I know it's a cliche and it's all over TikTok, but as soon as September hit, it just feels different. Even it's going to be like 89 degrees in a couple of days and, you know, might get above 90. But just like I got a few leaves in my yard and this morning was chilly and it just kind of feels like you can breathe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, yeah, you know? These trees are dying out here. They're starting to turn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's nice.
Well, it's going to be like what you said, 87, 88. But then right back to the 70s.
Saturday,
isn't it?
Yeah. The low is 49.
I know.
Ooh. Oh my gosh.
Yeah. I'm
into it. The high is 73. Oh, yeah. I'm so excited.
Great weekend.
I don't know why I feel like I transitioned to the September mindset early because with it being Labor Day weekend, I forgot pools were still open.
Mm.
I'm like, everybody's still swimming. Why? Mm-hmm. School has started. Why are the pools still open? Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm ready. I love fall weather so much. Even though we get like about 8 days of it, I love it.
It might just be Saturday.
Yeah.
That might be it. But that's like 60 degrees. Mm. Oh, God. I love 60 degrees so much.
I'm even okay with winter.
I am too.
Just as long as it's not summer.
It's I am so with
too
you.
Much.
Yes. Yes, we have coats.
You okay?
Hmm?
Oh no, dude, no, Kevin has zoned out.
I'm just disagreeing with you guys. I don't get the fall fetish that people have.
What's not to get?
No, I mean, that's fine. Like, it falls. No, but it's nice. But there, I mean, you don't hear people walking around about, like, summertime, spring. It's always the fall people.
Because fall is great. It comes perfect. After.
That would be the least sexy kink to have with
fall fetish. Yeah.
It comes after what is typically a brutal and very humid.
My girl
humid.
Loves pumpkin. What can I say?
It's also the time when things accelerate too fast. Like, it's September. Like, there's already Halloween crap out.
It's Christmas.
And literally a month from now, it'll be Christmas stuff. Mm-hmm. And it's like, can we all calm down?
Awesome.
That's what I kind of like about it. I understand your point, and I've made the same complaints about Walgreens. But there's something that, like, it's just all one season. Mm-hmm. Like, Thanksgiving miss. Like, it just, it all just runs together in the most delightful way.
It's perfect. I love it. Everything from like October 1st all the way through the end of December is the best.
Yeah.
It's fine. The absolute best.
I love all the seasons the same.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
What a strange thing to say.
Yeah. You know, they're not your kids. You can be honest.
Yeah. They're all the good. They all have their strengths and weaknesses.
This is apropos of nothing, but there's a MoDOT sign on 141, and it's one of, you know, they have the clever sayings to remind mm-hmm. you, you know, not to crash, like wear your seatbelt. There was a sign, and it said, leave the tail satins for the game. I was like, what are tail satins? Like T-A-I-L-S. A-T-I-N.
It probably said tailgating, and then there.
I was like, what?
It said tailgating, but the G's looked so much like S's that for a while I was driving trying to figure out what a tail satin
was. Was it Missouri that outlawed the clever sayings on the... Was it Missouri?
I take some credit for that. I used to go so deep in on them and how terrible their puns were.
I almost crashed trying to figure out what tail satins were.
Tail satins.
I was picturing all sorts of things.
Well, I got to get back to something Kevin said. Fall has no weaknesses. What are you talking about?
Rain.
Mm-mm. There's not that much rain.
Yeah, there is.
No.
Same thing with the spring.
Every season has rain.
Hey, you know that noise you just made with your water bottle?
Yeah.
That's what I did to the girl in high school when I told her I had to get in the plastic bubble.
I'm sorry. I thought I was going to cough. I should have turned my mic off. I thought.
Nah, don't worry about it.
I was going to cough, and so I felt.
It's funny. You turned your mic off to cough, and I coughed. We're like a ventriloquist. Yeah, fall is very orange.
So am I.
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
You should love it. It's pumpkins and leaves on the ground.
There's some nice maroons and mauves. Mm-hmm. Reds.
Oh, I love
mauves. Oh, a good mauve?
Oh, mauve's great. Kevin, talking about weaknesses. There's no, fall has no weaknesses.
Yeah, it does.
Everything about it is perfect.
Are you sure you didn't get a tranquilizer
of the fall too,
and not
is
a shingles
weird.
Vaccine?
What's that?
A tranquilizer.
I don't know, maybe.
A
who
shingles
knows?
Vaccine.
Whatever, I don't know.
What if he never snaps out of it?
Oh, man.
Oh, my gosh.
Nah, probably by 3 o'clock it'd be fine.
You keep saying that. You just
I know.
You keep putting
normally,
it
it's like game time, I'm good. I'm like,
it's
man.
It's a little off-putting.
Yeah. It's a little weird. I'm not going to lie. I don't like it.
You're like our North Star.
This is how Trump must have felt when he was debating Biden. He's like, I don't know if I can do this.
I don't even know. I don't think this guy even knows what he's talking about.
Like, I want to be aggressive, but I don't think I can right now. I don't think it's fair.
It rains too much in fall. Yeah.
It does.
Yeah, he just
and then it gets cold.
It doesn't have the same stank on it.
Yeah, it doesn't have the spark.
No. No, it doesn't.
It's a good time for us all to have an argument with Kevin.
I'll be honest with you.
Oh, really I know. If you noticed, I'm like piling all over him.
I do think the thing that drives me the most crazy about the fall is just how everybody just goes too crazy for it.
Because now we're getting somewhere.
Yeah. Because it's perfect.
Yeah, that's right there.
It is perfect. There are, there are literal zero weaknesses with fall.
Hmm.
Zero.
What would you do if someone brought you a pumpkin spice latte?
I would not drink it.
You don't drink coffee, though.
No, I don't. No. Yeah, so. I'd probably give it to Ron or Amy.
How about a pumpkin spice Mountain Dew?
Never. That's the other thing. Why? This is pretty recent, right? Like within the last 10, 15, 20 years of people going pumpkin crazy?
Yeah.
But here's the
why?
Thing. I don't know because I
like
I
year-round
fall.
Pumpkin could be fine, but nope, only this time of year.
I love fall. I really do. And I love the idea of a pumpkin spice latte. I don't like them. They're not very good.
I don't like them either.
I like pumpkin bread.
I love
pumpkin
that's
good.
Bread.
But that's
good.
About it.
But it's also good year-round. Why do we only do it in the fall?
Because that's when they're in
the same way you only put a Christmas tree up at Christmas.
Huh?
Yeah, Kevin.
Kevin's about to argue for year-round Christmas trees.
Yeah, he's trying to claw his way back.
They exist, though. Like, the trees, those trees are out there right now.
It's too bad we don't have a AAA to send Kevin down to for a show. Get his swings in.
Yeah.
Right?
Come back, feel better.
Let's go. I need a rehab assignment.
There's an IL.
Memphis.
Send me to Memphis.
I have a sports analogy, if you will. I watched quite a bit of it. Oh, by the way, I was telling the guys this. The back of my hamstrings have not hurt this bad since I was bodybuilding. And I know exactly what it is. And this is embarrassing.
Uh-oh.
I laid on my couch so much this weekend that I hurt my hamstrings. The true story. I laid on that couch so long, so many days, that when I got up, I'm like, oh! And they are really sore right now.
Yep, that's a real thing.
How bad is that?
I think it means you're fit.
What?
Yeah.
Hey.
Because I
keep
get the,
talking.
I get the same thing.
Pretty sure it means you're extra handsome, Dave.
Yeah, it means you're amazing. If I like get the flu or get sick when I got COVID, one of the worst things is because I'm not used to sitting or lying on a couch so much. I mean, literally, I'll get sciatica. Like my hamstrings will hurt, get so tight.
Those are called body aches.
No, but it's like it stays after the body aches go away. It's like I have sciatica and my hamstrings get really, really tight. Like I'm just not used to it.
I knew it had to be something good.
I think that's what it is. I think you're too fit, some would say.
Too fit to sit around.
Too fit to sit.
My body's like, come on, what are you doing?
You're too fit.
This body of
yours. You're too fit to sit.
Let's take it out and see what that fall fetish can get you.
Rev those engines.
No, my sports analogy was I was watching baseball all weekend and runners in scoring position and thinking of how much that is analogous to life. The way you live a proper life is by planning and maintenance and getting runners in scoring position, and then you score. I have always hit a home run or struck out. And I can say that now and be fine because I'm fine and I'm turning 60. But you look back and you go, oh, there's something I did wrong. Do you feel what I'm saying? Like Phoebe being in college, we're putting her in scoring position. We're doing that. We're paying for it. We're supporting. You're going to be in a position to do well. And when you watch baseball, you're like, you're not going to go from first base to home. We need to get you to second base, maybe third with one out. And that's kind of how life is.
Yeah.
For people who are smart.
Yeah, except for the ones that are born on third and think they hit a triple.
Good analogy. Yes. Yeah. You're scratching your eye with your middle finger.
I know. Oh, yeah, without a sign. I don't know what I'm doing.
You're just like this. Well, Dave, let me tell you this much.
Yeah, no, that's a great analogy because all you can do is set things up at an opportunity for your kids. Because we talked about this, a week ago maybe, about parents that will not stop doing everything for their kids. You're not setting them up for success. You're doing it. You're pinch hitting for them. You're doing it for them.
Another good analogy.
Set them up to do it themselves.
If I have hit home runs and struck out, how have you guys lived your life?
Well, I think I hit the ball real hard, but right at the left fielder.
I like it.
Over and over
Ron, you're an exit
over
below
and over
guy.
Again, like, damn, I was 110 miles an hour off the bat. Well, right at him.
Hit it hard.
Come on.
He's got good contact, Bob. It just has not been his day.
They're just not falling.
Yeah. Andrew, how about you?
Boy, I am a lot of strikeouts, I think. A lot of swings and misses.
You've had success. Look at you.
Yeah, it's been fine. So you know when somebody strikes out but they hit like a ton of fouls and it's like, well, at least he's running up the pitch count.
Yeah. Good at bat. Good at bat.
Yeah, there you go. That's kind of what I've been doing.
Good eye.
Just I hit three strikes and 18 foul balls at one at bat, and they're like, boy, he really taxed that pitcher.
Rach, anything come to mind?
Not really. I feel like I'm like late to the game. I'm not even
stuck in traffic.
Rachel's just like Clubhouse trying to find her bat. Where's my bat?
Remember when Helsley couldn't catch the plane back because of the Boeing groundings and they had to sit out the game?
Where's Rach?
Rach is at the airport like, eh, I canceled my flight.
Like, I'll get in there eventually, but...
Looks hard out there.
It does look hard.
This Ranji guy just keeps hitting line drives
every day.
She's in the car. She like they're singing the national anthem. She's like, "Come on, come on,
you can do this." Tell you another thing about actual sports that bothers me is the way that we now check the pitcher like he's a felon every time he walks off the mound.
Yeah,
to make sure he doesn't have any sticky stuff. Shouldn't you need a warrant? Shouldn't you need probable cause?
Oh, they're all such repeat offenders. They've earned it.
Really?
Oh, my God.
They all cheated
so bad for so many years.
Okay.
They brought this on themselves. I never feel sorry for pitchers. They literally have the easiest job on the field. And I mean that seriously. Like, they have the highest success rate of anything on the field.
He's clawing his way back.
You know, like, there's that age-old battle between the vampires and the werewolves. There's an age-old battle between catchers and pitchers. We're always giving each other crap.
What about, like, left fielders?
I get sick of it. You know, I mean, like, you know, you get the pitchers. They're always, you get pitching coaches. Our pitching coach and catching coach in college used to, like, do this jokingly back and forth. And they'd be like, get on a catcher for not blocking a ball. And a catching coach would be like, tell your guy to throw it 60 feet in the air. He's not that far. None of make him do it. So this back and forth thing, I'd say that, and I'm not saying it's easy to be a major league pitcher. I'm saying it's easier to do that than it is to hit.
Catchers are werewolves, right?
Yeah. We.
Vampires and werewolves? What's that now?
You don't know them?
I didn't know vampires and werewolves hated each other.
Always.
Are you screwing with him right now?
I wasn't aware that vampires and werewolves hated each other.
You never seen Twilight?
I assumed that. Well, okay, that's true. I forgot
about
Twilight.
What about
Twilight.
The, Twilight. The other, the better shadows. Version of that?
Godfather?
The, no.
Godfather. No, the
son of a gun. It's one of my favorite movie series.
Yeah, Twilight.
No.
Is it a vampire
It's with
one?
The British lady. What, Kate Beckinsale is the main vampire lady.
Underworld.
Underworld. Those are the best. Yeah.
Overlord.
Yeah.
It was close. A directional
question. It's close. It's close.
Rach is in the dugout.
Yeah. I'm almost here, guys.
Overlord. Bunch of warm up there, Rach.
Call on the cell phone. Man. Tell him it's Overlord.
In your baseball analogy, which one's Kristen Stewart? What does she do?
She'd have to be a pitcher.
Why have to be?
I don't know.
Would she be in the outfield?
Yeah, she's probably in the outfield.
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay.
I'm not really feeling it.
Okay. Are you back down again?
Fair enough.
Did you go back down?
Yeah.
That's cool.
No one's going to make him be on a radio show. I'm not feeling it, Steve Moore.
No, no, I just meant that line of questioning.
Back it off, Roger.
Well, I never saw Twilight, so I don't know anything about the character.
One thing he won't argue about.
Yeah, Twilight.
He refuses.
Like, I will not argue about Kristen Stewart.
What position on a baseball field the Twilight cast would play? That's the only thing he's...
No.
The line.
You know what? I'll take it.
No, move on.
As long as I have a tiny little piece of land I can argue with him on.
I've never seen Twilight, so you'll win.
153 DGS. I'm so disappointed. We have Razor's Edge coming up at the top of the hour, and I told Chris and Amy to stay an extra one because we're revisiting Nipplegate, but I realize now I'm all wrong.
Yeah, I had seen another article about nipples that I decided not to put on the show sheet because I didn't want to say that word on the air again, and I failed.
Well, you just did it pretty cute.
Well.
What's that? Why are there so many stories about this?
I don't know.
About nipples?
You might want to ask her.
I have an app
on
my phone.
On
I don't think there could be enough nipple stories.
The algorithm is doing its job.
Yeah, exactly. I have an app on my phone called Smart News, and it just shows me, you know.
I have one called Smart Nips.
It's from all over the internet, and, you know, it does start kind of feeding you the same stuff over and over again if you click on a certain thing, so... You know, I got to stay away from the nipple talk for a couple weeks.
You're going to get more of them.
Cleanse it of the cleanse the feed.
Give it
that
a while.
Sort of thing, you know.
Yeah, good point.
You know, Rachel, I thought of you this weekend because I parked my car under a tree that apparently had a lot of birds in it.
Yeah.
I have so much bird poop on my car.
Just waiting for it to rain now.
Why does that make you think of me?
Because I want it to rain.
Well,
I'm waiting for it to rain to
wash
off
your
my car.
Nature's car wash.
Are we going to get rain this week?
No.
No.
Well.
It's not going to rain for like a really long time.
It probably won't. So I'm just going to have bird poop on my car for a while.
There's no shame in it, other than all the shame that you feel.
There's a lot of shame. I was on the highway, and I'm thinking, I'm not going to wash my car before I leave town. And I'm on the highway for 5 hours, and I'm just looking around the windshield and the sides like, there's bird poop everywhere.
What
everybody's
if you had
looking
to pick
at
up
me,
a lady
I'm sure
for
of it.
A date.
Oh,
you would you would wash off the car, right?
Well, yeah.
You wouldn't pick up a lady like that.
Yeah, of course not.
That's disgusting.
Of course not.
But something about Amy saying lady was the same as her saying nipples.
I know.
The lady.
I don't think she meant the word lady. I think she meant a different word.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, like the type that he dates.
What? Damn.
Ouch.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.